So we're so glad to have some special guests in the studio with us today. Why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
My name is Darian, and I'm the Assistant Director of YouthFX. I'm also a filmmaker. I've been with YouthFX for the past 10 years.
My name is Ijanaya. I am a member of YouthFX. I've been with YouthFX for going on 6 years. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I make films, and then I help teach in some of our programs. And yeah, lots of other stuff.
Cool.
My name is Aiden. I've been with YouthFX for about 8 years, and I'm currently studying film documentary studies, to be specific, at the University of Albany.
So my name is Balan Suchak. I'm one of the co-founders and the executive director of YouthFX.
And why don't you tell me what this organization is all about?
So YouthFX is an organization that works with young people, primarily in the city of Albany. Our age range is between 9 and 24, so we have a wide range of programs. And ultimately, the goal is to teach young people how to kind of take control of the narrative when it comes to creating films and digital media. We do short documentaries, narrative films, music videos, and we also have recently started a production company that was formed by people that had gone through the program who have sort of aged out but are still continuing to work with our organization.
Yes.
And those videos are intended to help create a level of financial stability and sustainability for the program, while also helping people in the community, nonprofits, organizations, young people maybe starting a brand new enterprise or business, to create video content for their websites or social media. So one of the things that we're really interested in doing right now is really trying to figure out ways that we can create a program that is able to not just teach young people, but provide a pathway for them to become a filmmaker or a media maker as a career path.
Well, that's a big goal, making filmmakers, producers. But I like the idea of them controlling the narrative. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I mean, when I first started YouthFX, I came in because I wasn't seeing images of myself on TV, and I like hearing stories that I was familiar with. And so I was really determined to learn how to make my own films and share the stories that were going, like share the stories that existed in my community. And so I feel like it's really important to have representation. And I think as youth being like the most targeted audience, why don't we have access to the tools to represent ourselves and like the stories we have and the stories we like to tell? So
it must give you a real sense of power, empowerment, strength to be able to control the images and the stories that are told about you.
Yeah, I mean, you have old white dudes making billions of dollars off of our image and getting it incorrect. So why can't we like put out our own image and like put it the way we want to put it? And also, we jokingly say in YouthFX that film is an excuse to build community. And so out of that, out of creating our films, it's such a collective process. You'd be out of your mind if you tried to do everything by yourself. And so we all come together from different backgrounds with different skills and different ideas. And when you bring it all together, it creates like this dynamic mass of like amazingness.
So what brought you to the sanctuary tonight? Because, you know, I know our listeners can hear a little entertainment going on in the background. Why did you come to the sanctuary tonight? What was going on that you needed to come and see?
So there's a really cool event that's happening that I actually didn't hear about until a couple days ago, probably like last week or something like that, that we were invited to come sort of like be a part of this great workshop with this guy, Jonathan, who directed this film called Quest, which is making the rounds right now in theaters. And I think what drew me when I heard about it, and I think all of us, is kind of like the way that the film was made and sort of like the type of filmmaking he was engaging in, very community, very sort of like grassroots, independent, was kind of what we do, and also what the sanctuary engages in as well. So I think that's probably why we're here. I think just to experience that and to connect with someone from not from where we are, but doing kind of the same thing.
Yeah, to learn. To share and to learn. So, you know, I'm really excited about the possibility of coming to see what you guys are doing. I think I have an open door invitation to come down, right?
That'd be awesome.
So I want to come see you. Tell us where you're located. If you have a contact information for the group, tell us where the organization is located, address, telephone, Facebook, yeah. Whatever.
So this is a really actually very exciting time for YouthFX. We started the organization in 2008, and we are about to enter our 10th year as an organization, which is very exciting. And we recently, actually as a matter of fact, just yesterday, moved into a brand new space, which is, you know, in many thanks to the Albany Housing Authority and the City of Albany for supporting our program and actually finding us a home, which is going to be a dedicated space just for us to do production work, to do shoots, to do workshops, education programs, and film screenings, and all sorts of cool stuff. The space is located at 25 Warren Street in downtown Albany, in Albany South End, which is really an incredible neighborhood with lots of great community activity happening and incredible work happening from a lot of different groups and organizations. So our building is right across the street from the Capitol South Campus Center. It's 25 Warren Street. You'll see we have a sign up so you can actually identify us. And yes, please come through, because I think if you come to our space, what you're going to see is that you will really see that the organization, that YouthFX, is really about creating a space and a community for young people. And I think that what I love about it is that on any given time, there's all sorts of different activities and projects happening, and because we all kind of are working together in different projects, that people kind of learn and feed off each other. And I think it's something that really creates like a larger and more kind of collaborative process when it comes to creating art.
So what days of the week are you open?
So, I mean, right now, so like I said, we literally just moved in yesterday. We don't really have open hours, but you can just reach out to us via email. Our contact information is, you can email us at info@youthfx.org. We also are on Facebook at YouthFX and at YouthFX Film on Instagram and Twitter. So yeah, please hit us up. Right now we don't have like scheduled times that we're going to be, you know, like open hours, but we are going to start that process once probably the New Year's comes in and we actually are finally settled in the space. It's really a process of us to kind of get to the place where we actually have our own space. So we're trying to figure out what that's going to look like as far as having open hours and workshops and things like that. But you can find us online and reach out to us. We're pretty good about getting right back to people.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. 105.3 FM, WOOC.